Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
It's a big day for us here at KKHI as we're doing something we've never done before. March Madness is upon us. It's tournament weeks all over the country, and then the NCAA tournament will be next week. And we are celebrating by giving away a $6,000 garage makeover for one lucky listener of KKHI. Stay tuned for more details on how to do that. John Hutchins will join us on this podcast. He's the owner and operator of AmazingGarageFloors.net, and we'll tell you exactly how, beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday morning, you can start signing up. We're going to do this for several weeks. You'll have several opportunities to boost your ability to win by revisiting the site, by promoting on social media, and all those good things. We have BStock.net on board. They're going to be tossing in a television for your garage. Banner Garage Company is going to be hanging a wall hanging system for you. All kinds of cool stuff. One lucky listener, an unbelievable garage makeover, courtesy of AmazingGarageFloors.net, BStock.net, and Banner Garage Systems. This will be really cool, so stay tuned for that. We're very much looking forward to that. And I'm excited that somebody's going to win it, because there's nothing better for guys. I know we got a lot of ladies listening as well. There's nothing better for guys than when they get their garage made over. It's a tremendous feeling. It's like adding a room to your house just to do the floor, paint the walls a little bit, put a TV up. Golden. Unbelievable. So stick around, and Hutch is going to join us. Interesting guy, by the way, Air Force veteran and a very interesting man. You'll enjoy our chat with John Hutchins of Amazing Garage Floors and learn how to win. Pretty cool stuff. All right, we start this podcast with the news over the weekend that Jalen Elmore, the 18-year-old student at Olathe East, has been arrested and charged with attempted capital murder. Capital murder is the more serious charge, which can lead to the death penalty, obviously. Capital murder is usually reserved for attempting to kill a cop or a service member or something of that ilk, and he certainly did that by shooting the Olathe police officer, Eric Clark, who is the student resources officer at Olathe East. Jalen Elmore is 18 years old, so obviously tried as an adult. He also shot Caleb Stoppel, the assistant principal and athletic director. And I was very complimentary last week of how this all played out, but boy, I got a couple of questions now. And I guess, you know, we know these things happen. We always think they won't happen at your kid's school or our school or whatever. We always think they're somewhere far away. So I guess I can understand why you're not on high alert at all times, but a couple of things happened in this situation that make me scratch my head. And it really doesn't have anything to do with any protocols or any second guessing. The result of this was great. Nobody died. We had a student with a gun firing it, shooting at people, and nobody died. So the result, you cannot argue with. The first question I have is, how in the world is this young man in school there? We've now learned, although it's unbelievable to read the different media outlets and how they covered this story. You know, some really focused on the fact that if we take a hard look at this, we ask the question, why is Jalen Elmore in school at Olathe East? Isn't there a better place for a young man who less than 2 years ago was convicted, not arrested, not charged, convicted of aggravated robbery? All right, this young man was trouble, and everybody knew it. I have sat back here my whole career and watched high school athletes, football players, whatever, or people in anything, in band, cheerleading, any activity at a school. I've watched them now, because they didn't take a jab, not be able to play, and I'm not saying this is all at Olathe East, okay? This is a lot of different schools. I've watched them not take a shot and be able to play. I've watched them break school policy or be at a party where there was alcohol. Not caught drinking, not caught with alcohol, at a party where there was alcohol, can't play sports. I've watched all these things on all these kids, and I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm not. That's not it at all. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a good lesson to teach a young person. You have to earn the right to do the fun stuff. I like that. That's a good lesson for a young person. If that's true, how in the world is this young man even in school at Olathe East after his conviction for aggravated robbery? With the general population, 2,100 young people, how is someone who is convicted of aggravated robbery at school there? Isn't there an Olathe school for, You know, these districts all have a certain school for what we call the troubled kids, right? Kids that get in trouble or send them to juvie or do something different. Secondarily, how in the world was he allowed to play football? We got kids out there that, like I said, they're at a party where they don't do anything wrong. They just show to, oh, there's a party at Kevin's house. Let's go to Kevin's house. They show up at Kevin's house. Well, that's when Kevin decided to call the police and say, I got some out of control stuff at my house. And every student there is then identified. Whether you just showed up, whether you drank or not, whatever. You ain't playing football. You're suspended from that. And Jalen Elmore was playing football at Olathe East. He was at school at Olathe East. It's really shocking. I don't know. I'm not saying I have the solution. And I don't know what Olathe's system is. But I would think once you're convicted of aggravated robbery as a high school student, you don't go back with the general population in high school. That just seems fair to the other 2,100 students. I'm sorry, you don't. It may seem too harsh for Jalen, but it seems right for the other 2,100. Oh no, Jalen goes back. He's in school at Olathe East. And then this is a head scratcher for me. Again, not there, not second guessing. We're talking about the athletic director here. The assistant principal was also the athletic director, so he clearly knows Jalen. He's clearly been around him. He's probably not threatened by him or scared or anything like that. They get a tip that Jalen Elmore, the convicted aggravated robber, has a gun in his backpack. They get tipped. Okay, now, hindsight, of course. You have a convicted aggravated robber and a report that he somehow got a gun in the school and it's in his backpack. I think my first call might be 911 to the Olathe police. But Caleb Stoppel goes down to the room where the young man is attending class and says, come with me, grab your stuff, come with me. He gets into the office. This is without the police officer. He hasn't even contacted the student resource officer yet. He gets him down to the office and says, open your bag. I want to see what's in it. Jalen Elmore refuses to do that with Mr. Stoppel. When he refuses to do that, Stoppel contacts the student resources officer, the police officer, Eric Clark, who comes down. They open the bag. They find the gun. The young man grabs the gun, and we don't know the details after this. This will all be part of the process and the police report and all those things. But the assumption here is at that point, he grabs his gun out of his bag and starts shooting because he did shoot both men. He shot Eric Clark and he shot Caleb Stoppel. Eric Clark then shot Jalen Elmore. And it begs the question, if you have a convicted aggravated robber in the general student population of your school and you have a tip, obviously a very good tip, hey, he's got a gun. He must have gotten to school that morning and bragged that he got it in or told somebody that he got it in and somebody was scared and told the administration. When you go down there, why wasn't the officer down there? Why didn't the officer go and help escort him to the office? I'm just, a couple of these things are head scratching to me. First and foremost, I don't know how this kid is in school. Look, I went to high school with some kids who got in trouble and got arrested. We knew who they were. We stayed away from them. We knew who they were. I don't know if we had people that were convicted of aggravated robbery, but in those days, there was no other place to go. If you could kick them out of school, you could expel them, and they'd be gone, and then that would be their life. They'd 16 years old, they're gone, they're dropouts of high school, and then that's that. Good luck with the rest of your life. I don't think there was a place, there wasn't a facility, there wasn't something different within the district for kids like that, but man, we need places like that. I just don't see how you can get convicted of aggravated robbery and it's the right thing to do to release that person into the general student population of a high school of 2,100. We see what it leads to. We all know this is, we know that early young crime, and this is not petty, this wasn't stealing something from a store, okay? This was convicted of doing harm to someone else. He hurt someone in robbing them. I apparently did not have arms that day, or it would have been armed robbery. But he hurt somebody, injured somebody, beat them up, took their stuff. It's a violent crime. Convicted of the violent crime. That's, for first conviction, That's not some minor thing. That's not, hey, a 16-year-old, 17-year-old got caught with pot or something. There's probably plenty of that in the student population at Olathe East. But this is a physical crime. I don't see how we let kids like that back in school with the rest of the students. It does not seem fair to the rest. And we know when young crimes happen that when we look back and somebody's 25 years old and they wind up committing a double murder or robbing a bank or doing something really similar, we look back, we go, oh yeah, he had this, 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 and this on his record. From age 16, over the next 8 years, it was one crime, two crimes. So he was going from, didn't learn a thing, he was going from aggravated robbery to illegal gun possession at his high school. That's escalating his criminal level. Did he have intent to open fire on the student body? Who knows? Was he just showing off? I don't know. But it's a convicted criminal with a gun that's illegal to possess. It is not legal to possess a gun inside high school. So he's escalating his crimes. This is very typical of young people that start in crime. It becomes an escalation. Well, he's going to jail for a long, long time. This one got stopped before anybody died, thank God. Okay? But while we understand that not every young person that commits a crime at a young age escalates and becomes a murderer at 25 or something like that, or a bank robber. Not all of them do. The ones that do, it's easy to look back and say, there's where it started and here's how it escalated. You got to keep them out of the student body. You have to, because these are the years where it's escalating. And if we're really going to get serious about our high schools, they had a great evacuation plan. The administrator's a hero. The police officer's a hero. There's a lot of heroes here. But if we really, really, really care and really want to stop these things, we have to watch the warning signs and say, take them out of the student body. Every time one of these mass shootings happens at a school, what do they say? Well, he'd been in trouble. He was quiet. He was weird. We all knew he did weird stuff. People knew. It's never a surprise. They're always like, yeah, we knew that kid was trouble. We knew that. Whether they have a conviction on their record or not, we know they're trouble. And look, you can't put 2,000 young people in one building and not have trouble in there. I'm not saying this is perfect. It's impossible. We're very good friends with what I consider a young woman. I think she's in her late 20s, I think, maybe 30s. She's a counselor at a school. And she says, you cannot believe the trouble these students have. The things that they have at home, the burdens they carry, the things they come to you with. As the counselor, there's always going to be troubled kids in school. This system will never be perfect. But as soon as somebody is convicted of aggravated battery, don't let them go back to the high school. I'm sorry. There's someplace else for them. That's a real crime. That's a real ex-con, is basically what we're saying, roaming the hallways every day at Olathe East. How many parents of students at Olathe East knew that Jalen Elmore was a convicted aggravated robber? How many parents knew that and that he's just there every day? But not very many. Some of the students may have known because he may have bragged about it. And the students would have known a lot more about Jalen Elmore than anyone else. But, I mean, this was, seriously, this was a fine result for what could have, compared to what could have been. And Eric Clark's a hero. Caleb Stoppel's a hero. It's great. I'm glad that everyone lived. Jalen Elmore is going away for a long, long, long time. KKHI is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs, where you can get the free lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. This warranty is only available at a handful of dealerships. Not very many do it. Roberts Robinson does it. Why would you settle for a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on your new Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra when you can get a lifetime warranty just by going to Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Also, right now, $1,000 accessory cash and 0% APR on Chevy Silverados. Also, 0% APR on most Chevy, Buicks, and GMCs. There's over 50 new and used vehicles on the lot right now ready to drive off today. That's pretty good with the inventory and supply problems we've had. Go get them. RobertsRobinson.com for the entire inventory, or just order it up and get exactly what you're looking for. You'll have your car or truck or SUV in short order. Come see why customers say we just make it easy. You can shop, click, and drive online at robertsrobinson.com. Merriam Body Shop off I-35 and Johnson Drive in Merriam, of course. And the new car image. This spring is a great time to get your car detailed. Consider it. The ceramic coating that they put on is better than your car was when it was brand new on the showroom floor. They will custom detail your car, and it will be more beautiful than the day you picked it up. They put a ceramic coating on the exterior of your car that you really can't get anywhere else. It's outstanding. You will love it. Merriam Body Shop is online at merriambodyshop.com or just call Justin at 913-362-1198. 360 Document Solutions, online at 360documentsolutions.com. Any business in Western Missouri or anywhere in the state of Kansas can benefit from the expertise of 360 Document Solutions. Dump those expensive copiers. Get rid of that HP toner. You're overpaying. Contact Mark Lindquist. He is a man that is going to save your company money. Send him an email. Just go to the website, 360documentsolutions.com, and send Mark an email and say, here's what our business is. Here's how many employees we have. What do you think? And he'll say, yep, I know a business just like that that we worked with a year and a half ago, and let me come in and take a look around, and maybe we can save you some money. And if not, we shake hands, walk away, and, you know, we talk conservative politics while I'm there, and life is good. Because he is a big-time, great, conservative American business guy, which means the customer is always satisfied, and it works for you. 360documentsolutions.com. And a great gift or a great gift for yourself, a Finch pocket knife. Keep life from getting dull with Finch pocket knives. Online at finchknifeco.com. That's finchknifeco.com. In person at Shields in Overland Park or Teague Tractor in Belton. Either one of them, you get the Finch knives right there in the store. You want to see their beautiful collection? They put out about 8 new knives this year. Just gorgeous pieces. Mother of pearl handles, wood, bone, you name it. Keep life from getting dull with Finch Knives, online at finchknifeco.com. Okay, in Russia, they're saying there's a ceasefire today. I don't know what that means. That doesn't mean they've ended anything. They're creating parts of the day, apparently, where Russia is not going to lob missiles in certain areas in order for Ukrainians to evacuate. So don't think Russia is doing a nice thing here. This is Russia saying, we'll give you 8 hours from 10 to 6 during the day to evacuate as many people as you can out of this city before we blow the living daylights out of it. They're allowing women and children to get out. If you're going to stay and fight, we're going to kill you. We're going to take this city, but we're going to try to look okay in the international community and not kill too many women, children, and old people. So evacuate your ass out of here before we blow you up. That's what they're saying. It's pathetic. It really shouldn't come under the heading of ceasefire because it's not. It's a window. Leave now. Leave now and you won't die when we do this. Apparently the United States has given the green light to NATO providing jets to the Ukrainians, but not our pilots. We just provide them the hardware. I think Putin's going to see that as an escalation. We'll see what happens. I don't want in this war. I don't want any part of nukes. I don't want any part of World War III. I don't want any part of war in Europe. I am not remotely concerned about it coming to our shores at this point, but I don't want any part of it. The lasting image, I do this frequently, say the lasting image that I saw yesterday or in the lasting image from this weekend for me, and I know that not everything is perfect. Not everything is as it appears in this conflict. Ukraine is not the hero country we think it is. We're making them that because they're being picked on. They're small. It's an easy side to choose. So don't let me take that away from you. And I agree with all of that. Ukraine is also a cesspool of corruption. It is not a true democracy. It's not what you think it is. It's fine, but it is not what you think we are supporting. Just know that. The people are, but the people of both countries are mostly great. It's leaders that get in the way of crap like this, and we know that. So I'm not saying that this is not definitive. I mean, there's reports that 6,000 Russians have already died. Military members are taking heavy losses. That's a big number, by the way. I'm sorry. That's a lot of sending kids in and getting killed for no reason. I just don't understand war in this day and age. I just don't. But the Ukrainians captured a Russian soldier And over the weekend, if you saw this video, it's available. You can go to the Wonder Destroyer and look it up. The Wonder Destroyer is Google. You can find a Russian who's captured, and he's cold, and he's sort of weak and hurt. He doesn't look like he's bleeding all over the place, but he's not well. He's going to survive. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Ukrainians captured him, and it looks like regular people have him. Like the people that are armed in the streets have him. What do they do with this Russian soldier? Because we've seen all kinds of atrocities in this war. The Ukrainians take the captured Russian soldier and they give him a cup of hot tea and a sandwich. And he's standing there wrapped in a warm blanket, drinking, sipping hot tea and eating a sandwich. And a Ukrainian pulls out an iPhone and they FaceTime his mother back in Russia to let the soldier's mom know that he's okay and that we're going to take care of him. Now, how does that play in Russia? It's a very humane thing to do. It was a very nice thing to do. I don't think any Ukrainians are interested in killing or torturing any Russian soldiers. I don't know what their plan is for locking them up or what they're going to do with them for the time being. But when they captured him, they gave him hot tea and a sandwich, and they FaceTimed his mom and said, talk to your mom and tell her you're okay, that we have you, you're going to be fine. And I would offer this. That soldier is probably better off in the hands of the Ukrainians at this point than he is fighting for Russia, because he was right on the front lines in the streets, which is a bad job. That's a really bad job. And he got captured. The question is, as this goes on, and they take this city, how many Russian soldiers will lay their weapons down and say, I don't want to get shot out every day. I go out here every day, and it's target practice. I'm in the streets of Kiev, and I'm just target practice? Fodder for people in windows with sniper rifles? Doesn't sound all that great to me. I don't know what's going to happen. But I think it's awesome that the video got out that the Ukrainians took care of the Russian soldier and let him call his mom. That is really, really, really cool. Really cool. An American couple with a tie to sports is trying to get their family out of Ukraine to the United States. Cincinnati Bengals tight end Drew Sample and his wife Angelina, who goes by Ange, she was born in Ukraine. Her entire family is in Ukraine. She has cousins that are 18 that are getting sent to the front lines to fight. Her grandparents are in their 70s. They hunker down in their basement every night in the dark. They have no power where they live. They've been able to stay in contact with them a little bit until the power's gone out. Drew Sample is not a rich NFL player. He plays for the minimum, but in 2019, if he saved his money, he was drafted in the second round and got about a $3 million signing bonus. He makes the minimum salary, $550 a year, whatever it is. So they do well. They clearly can afford to bring this entire family over and get them here, and they're trying to do that. The Bengals, the NFL, and people in Ukraine are trying to get Drew Sample and his wife, Ange, who was born in Ukraine, the entire family, into Poland, so they can get them on commercial airliners and fly them to Cincinnati. They're like, we'll take the whole group of them right here in our house. We'll take them all. We've got them. That's a hell of a story. So, Drew Sample hasn't played a lot. He played in all 17 games this past year, but he only had 11 catches for 81 yards. He's a blocking tight end. He was drafted pretty high out of Washington. He's a big kid, smart kid. His wife does not sound, she has no Ukrainian accent. So somehow, someway, she moved here at a very young age. I didn't get that back start of the story, but she was born in Ukraine. She must have moved here as a very small child. You would never hear her do an interview and think, oh, she's even been to Ukraine. Her dialect is uniquely American. So, American English, as they say. So we hope Drew Sample and Ange, his wife, will be able to get their family here. But these are the stories we're hearing everywhere with this conflict. It's really quite amazing. College basketball over the weekend. Kansas gets the slice of another Big 12 title. Who was the hero this time? Oh, come on, the guy that KU fans don't like. David McCormick. I got a buddy. He's a K-State fan. I got a buddy. I was watching the game with him on Saturday. And he's like, that McCormick sure isn't what the other KU big men are. I'm like, I don't know what all the other KU big men were. I don't know. All I know is I watched McCormick win that game for them. 22 points, 10 rebounds, unbelievable defense down low. And before he gave a speech on senior night, Bill Self says Here's the man who put us on his back today and delivered you this championship. David McCormick has made 16 free throws in a row. What? I mean, my God. This is what's funny about Kansas basketball and how high the bar is for the talent level. Is he the best big man they've ever had? No. Do you? Every team in America, like maybe three or four aren't, but pretty much every team in America would die to have a player who can just clog the middle, rebound, and make free throws. That's it. And this guy does a lot more than that. He does a lot of things you don't see in the box score. You just don't. He alters the game. With David McCormick, Kansas has something other teams don't have. And I know Kansas fans don't like him because he's inconsistent and he misses some shots and blah, blah, blah. You just don't. You just don't know what it's like to not have one. And Chiefs fans have gotten like this because we've got a generation of Chiefs fans now that don't know what it's like to not have a good quarterback, because even Alex Smith was really good. Alex Smith last year with the Chiefs, he was the number one rated quarterback in the NFL. So this has been going on for a long time. Nobody remembers what it was like to have Thigpen out there throwing the ball around. Tyler Thigpen, was that his name? Nobody remembers that. And Kansas fans don't know what it's like to not have a big man. This guy's a good player. He won you a Big 12 title on Saturday. Ochai Agbaji's playing his worst basketball of the year right now. He's got about a week and a half to figure that out, because they're going to need him to carry them at times in the NCAA tournament. And we're watching teams take him away, challenging the rest of the team to beat you. And in this case, McCormick did that. 22 points, 10 rebounds, 10 out of 10 at the line. He has made 16 consecutive free throws. What more do you want out of a big man? Kansas comes to Kansas City, to the Big 12 tournament. They're the team to beat. No surprise there. It is tournament week. There have also been some rumors circulating, and I don't know when you'll listen to this podcast or hear it. There have been rumors circulating that before the tournament starts, KU may accept some penalties from the NCAA. I don't know why they would do that now. There must be something in it. There must be a reason why. One of the rumors why is that Bill Self will have 2 years where he cannot coach in the NCAA tournament. Again, this is a rumor, but it's people on Twitter who know people in the program, and they've been right before. Sometimes they've been wrong, but that they've accepted some sort of deal where the team doesn't get the penalty, but Bill Self and Curtis Townsend get the penalty, and they can't coach in the NCAA tournament. And if that would be the case, they would go ahead and take the penalty now, and this year would be year one that Bill Self doesn't coach in the tournament, so as to get it out of the way faster and not have it drag out longer for recruiting. I've not heard anything to substantiate that. I can't imagine with five level one violations that there isn't something here for the team where they don't play in the tournament, but maybe. Maybe they just, I've long said, punish the coaches, not the schools. Punish the coaches. So maybe that's what they're working out. And it's a bargain, it's a deal, because we were looking at sometime this summer that the final verdict would come down. And if Kansas is debating or you know, negotiating some sort of a settlement here with the NCAA, maybe that does happen this week. We'll see. A lot of word out there that it could happen this week, and it could involve Bill Self not coaching in the NCAA tournament for at least a couple of years, and penalties more on him than on the school. We'll see. I don't know. Just telling you what's out there. And if you hear this and then it happens this week, at least you won't have been surprised and say, wow, why? I'm giving you the context of why some people think it could be negotiated out this week. Because they could then, if it's a penalty against Bill Self regarding the NCAA tournament, they could apply it to this year's NCAA tournament, which would get the whole thing behind them faster. You can see how the timeline would work in that favor that way. KKHI is brought to you by North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. My wife is headed off to see Dr. Bill Bush on this fine Monday. He's an award-winning dentist and speaker all over the country on high-tech dentistry. He's in a select group of general dentists with a mastership in the Academy of General Dentistry. He is the dentist to the Chiefs. He's your new dentist. You want a great new dentist? If you're not really loyal to yours, why wouldn't you go to NKC Dental? It's got an office just across the river in North Kansas City and in Westwood, West Plaza area. 816-471-2911 is the number to call. 816-471-2911. online at nkcdental.com. Dr. Bill Bush is your new dentist. And Back 9 Development, the Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere, with a pool, workout facility, and covered parking in the Flint Hills of Manhattan, Kansas, on the award-winning Colbert Hills Golf Course. And my guess is Bruce Weber is not in the market for one of these condos. Sorry, I'm not making fun of it. We're going to get to Bruce Weber and Conzo Martin here in just a moment. But if you meet TJ, the owner of Back 9 Development, he would give you a tour of the Solheim Condominiums, explain to you how they're a great investment property at just the right time, or for a second home, game weekends, golf getaways, lakes, hunting. What a beautiful part of the country. The Flint Hills and the Colbert Hills Golf Course. Back9development.com is the website to see the Solheim Condominiums at Grand Mere, or call TJ Vilkanskis at 785-236-0161 for Back9development.com. We'll start with Bruce Weber, who I think is going to be coaching his last game here in Kansas City. I think Wednesday night, K-State loses to West Virginia, and I think he's done. It's a $1 million buyout. It's a $500,000 buyout if you wait until April 30th. Everything was structured a year ago that we're going to give Bruce Weber one more year because of the pandemic. It'll be an easier buyout next year. All those things. Bruce Weber, where they blew it, was the last two Saturdays. They had Iowa State and Oklahoma at home, and most K-State fans thought, well, there's a couple of wins. They got the little player Noel. I call him Kevin Hart because he looks like Kevin Hart out there running around. He's a terrific basketball player. He got hurt. He had a hamstring. They haven't had him. They've lost four in a row, five in a row now, whatever it is, and their season just tanked here at the end. That's going to cost Bruce Weber his job. K-State fans are circling the wagons on him. Everybody's talking about who the next coach is. Look, here are some possibilities for coach. This is for Missouri or K-State. Greg Marshall's out there. Sean Miller's out there. Dana Altman could be available. He's been at Oregon a long, long time. He's the seventh highest paid coach in the Pac-12, which makes no sense. Brad Underwood's a possibility at Kansas State if they can come up with the buyout money. He's the coach at Illinois. There's a lot of things out there that could happen. But I think it's important on the way out to know this. Bruce Weber did it the right way at Kansas State. We're going to say the same thing about Conzo Martin here in a moment. We'll get to Conzo. Bruce Weber did it the right way. He is the third winningest coach in K-State history, total wins. He won two league titles, which only Jack Hartman had more, I think. Was it Jack Hartman or Tex Winter had more? Pretty good tenure. If you could go higher this again, if the next hire stays 10 years and wins two league titles and finishes third on the all-time wins list, would you take that? You're crazy if you're a K-State fan and you don't take that. You're crazy. And you're double crazy if you think the next coach is going to do better than that. So on the way out, shake his hand, pat him on the back, and tell him thanks. Just tell him thanks. Thanks for doing it the right way, and thanks for winning. We had some good times. Conzo Martin has just 11 wins this year. They've got Ole Miss coming up in the SEC tournament. That's five seasons at Missouri, three of them losing seasons. It is a $6 million buyout. This is a little trickier, but I think Missouri will find it. Conzo Martin is a good man. He is a good man of faith. He is a leader of men. He's a model citizen, a role model for the young men that he coaches. He's just not a very good basketball coach. He's been at multiple stops. This will be the first time he's been fired, if and when he gets fired. There's a lot of great things you can say about him, and maybe he belongs in athletics administration. But one of the great things you can't say about him is that he really knows how to coach, because he doesn't. And everybody knew that. When he came to Missouri, it was about getting the porters. Life was good. We're going to get these stud players. Conzo's going to get players. He's going to hire a guy to sit next to him to be the X's and O's guys and really coach the team. He is not a very good basketball coach. But it was about getting the players. I understood the hire. It made total sense. It didn't work for a wide variety of reasons, that some of which were just completely unlucky for Missouri. Injuries, the porters, the injuries, completely unlucky. Okay? Really unlucky. Didn't work and never materialized for Conzo Martin. But it's pretty obvious you are either going to say right now, we don't care, basketball is more important, we're going to find the money, make a change, and do something better. If he stays, which I don't think he will, if he stays, it says, we're too cheap to spend the $6 million to buy him out. Basketball doesn't matter that much here. It's about football. and you'll essentially do what K-State did this year and say, it'll be cheaper to buy him out next year. We'll stay one more year and we'll fix this thing next year. K-State kicked it down the road for a year. What'd it get him? A rotten season. Truly. Kicking the can down the road isn't necessarily the right thing to do. So we'll see what Missouri does. I think Konzo Martin's in trouble here, but it is a big buyout. It's $6 million, and that's 3 out of 5 seasons, losing seasons, 11 wins this year for Konzo Martin, and I think both these basketball coaches are likely out. Okay, it's time to talk with our man John Hutchins. Here's the deal. We're going to give away a garage makeover for one lucky listener beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday morning. Don't go until 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Monday morning. This is a computerized contest, completely random. The website is amazinggaragefloors.net/KKHI. If you want to win a $6,000 garage makeover, including a brand new garage floor from Amazing Garage Floor, a television and installation from bstock.net, and $2,000 worth of garage organizational systems, that can be cabinets, wall hanging, whatever, for the walls of your garage, courtesy of Banner Garage, online at bannergaragekc.com. Ask for Ed. He did the wall hanging system in my garage. He's terrific. It's bannergaragekc.com. Go check it out. Banner Garage doing $2,000 worth of great work. This is a $6,000 package somebody's going to win. And here to explain all about it is going to be my friend John Hutchins in just a moment. His company is amazinggaragefloors.net. He's an unbelievable dude. He's a veteran. He's a great guy. He loves baseball. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, but then we'll talk about the contest. The way to win beginning at 10 a.m. on Monday through April 4th. We'll draw for the winner on the National Championship Day. This is Amazing Garage Madness, courtesy of Amazing Garage Floors. That's what it, Amazing Garage Madness. That's what we'll call it. Amazing Garage Madness. Now through April 4th, go sign up and you can continue to get entries. You can literally get hundreds of your own entries by boosting this on social media, sending it to other people. Go to the site, figure out how. If you're not good at social media, it doesn't matter. Just sign up once and forget about it. That's fine too. But for some of you, you can get literally hundreds of entries. You can get your name in there hundreds of times by being active and promoting this contest. AmazingGarageFloors.net/KKHI. Let's do it. You're about to meet a good friend and a good man with a great company, John Hutchins on KKHI. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head.
Now let's have some fun and give something away. One lucky listener of KKHI is going to win a $6,000 garage makeover courtesy of amazinggaragefloors.net. We'll tell you how in just a couple of moments and what you can win. My good friend John Hutchins is here. Talk a little bit about him because he's an interesting dude. He's got a busted ankle right now he's dealing with from his time at fantasy camp. And some other things that he's probably hurt his ankle doing. He's a tremendous patriot, a veteran. He's got a mom and pop business. He and his wife have amazing garage floors. They are amazing people. And he came up with this idea to give away a garage makeover. Hutch, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
It is so good to see you. You're like maybe the biggest Royals fan I know. Is that your favorite team ever?
Yeah. I've always been a Royals fan ever since I was a kid. So it's always been the Royals. So
why and how? Why baseball and why the Royals?
I was always a baseball fan. I had a baseball card shop at the age of like 11 or 12 years old at the front of my parents' house. George Brett was he was the greatest at the time. And, it's just always been a Royals fan. And, George Brett's great. Also a little bit, I'm a kind of a Cal Ripken fan too, because of the whole, the Iron Man there, yeah, sure. Show up every day and do your job.
I like that, which is pretty much what you do every day, I know. So you got a chance to play against George Brett this winter?
We ended up, not against.
Went to fantasy camp, so explain how this works and what you do. This was your first time?
First time, I'm a rookie.
And it was one of the greatest things you've ever done, you told me.
One of my friends said, yes, thanks, Hutch, for the funnest week of my life.
Really?
So you go, I ended up on Bluma's team. As you've mentioned, I know Jamie a little bit. It was great.
Did he draft you?
No, it was all predetermined. We got a list, I think, a day or two before. It was okay. Kind of they have some secrecy as to who's on what team. But okay. So it came out, I think, on Sunday, and then we flew out on Monday morning early. We arrived. They take us, pick us up in the nice big buses, like you're a pro player. Take you to the hotel, and we get go to the airport. Or they pick us up at the airport, go to the hotel, and then we're straight off to the surprise training camp. And they've got about four or five diamonds that we played on. Really nice manicured, you know, big league.
The best.
We get uniforms. It was just so much fun. I can't pick out one thing that was like the funnest. Oh yeah. I was able to hit the ball. So yeah. Our team wasn't very good. We won our first game and lost our next seven. So,
hello Royals.
We're a little streaky. No, they did not offer me a contract. No. I don't think anybody got any offers. So even with the lockout.
What was your best hit? Come on, what was your best moment on the field?
It was just the best moment on the field. There's some photos coming, so I'll have to put these photos out. Randa was the other coach, so it was Bloom and Randa. Randa sent me on third, and this was the first game we'd played, the one that we actually won, but I did get thrown out at the plate. And so a little
slide?
Bit. We'll call it a slide.
You almost hurt yourself, didn't you?
Of course.
You didn't commit, did you? You didn't know whether to slide or stay up. You did half of it, didn't
you? The ball was so far in front of me, like 20 feet.
Oh, you gave yourself up.
I tried to actually, there was a little bit of home plate exposed, and my foot went towards it, but the catcher's leg got there first. So, so there was a bit of a collision. We'll call it a collision.
You had a bad ankle or foot?
I've got a bad foot right now.
Before you went, you had a bad foot.
Stress fracture.
Trainers did what? Stress fracture. And you went to fantasy camp with a busted foot.
Basically.
And they what? Iced you down and gave you Advil every day?
I didn't even go to the trainers till the third day. I knew I had a bad foot.
What is wrong with you?
Hey, this was once in a lifetime. We were going to do this the year before. I went with my two best buddies from high school. Two of my best buddies from high school. We were going to go the year before with COVID, so it wasn't our 50th birthday. It was our 51st-ish. So, it was a great time.
That is fantastic. What do you think of the baseball lockout right now?
Man,
can you live with it if they miss 2 or 3 weeks of baseball? Is that okay? 148 games, be all right with you?
Opening day at 70 degrees is better than opening day at 35 degrees.
Right.
So
I think I'd be for like 140 game season. I'd probably be okay with that.
Yeah, you know, it's a long season.
They'll never go to that, but I could live with that.
Yeah, it's a long season.
It is a long season. We'll maybe have you on later this summer if they're winning, and we'll talk about how they're doing and stuff. Tell me about Amazing Garage Floors. You've been in business for 16 years. You've done 10,000 floors. You've trained numerous other people, and you've basically spawned franchises. You train people how to do it, and then they wind up with their own business, either here or elsewhere.
Right.
This is quite a business model that you have.
Well, yeah, there's kind of two business models in this industry, and a couple of them are really they just go to a two-day training, or they go to a franchise, or they go the franchise route. I've kind of created this to be a little bit of both. We offer about a week of training and then obviously ongoing support. The franchise route I don't like just because of the big expenses, the legalities. I feel like with the franchise, you're just buying yourself a job. So this allows you to be, you know, have your own flavor or be your own businessman, work with the people that you want, but you'll still have a substantial training and support network. I deal directly with manufacturers. So all of our stuff comes and is shipped directly from the manufacturer. So we're eliminating, we're not eliminating that middleman because I am, because I've negotiated all these, deals and supplies and all that kind of stuff. It's a great business. I think we have eight other companies here in Kansas City that put our floors in, our floor system in. They run their own business, so they're not Amazing Garage Floors. We're going to have one of the sponsors.
Kevin's Garage.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah, if you want to decide, or Spencer needs one.
Yeah, Kevin and Spencer's Garage Flooring. And then you become what, the godfather of this thing, the supplier and everything?
Yeah, just basically a supplier.
Mm-hmm. After you teach them how to do it. And you're like everyone else. You could use some good help this year. I know you're backlogged on orders right now and have a lot of garage floors lined up. What kind of person, if somebody listening has a son or a daughter or somebody that they think might be really good at this or want to start their own business, they could work with you for a while and learn how to do it. What is the right kind of candidate to help you install these garage floors?
Well, you're putting me on the spot a little bit, but I mean, the biggest thing I always say is just get there. Be there on time, first of all. Just be able to pay attention to details. There's some basic math skills, nothing. This isn't rocket science, I say all the time. It's just paying attention to details. working hard isn't really even, it's not easy what we do. I mean, it's skilled labor for certain. But it's just paying attention to the details is the biggest thing, and work until it's done, understanding a little bit, which we train all that.
I like cutting my grass, and when I'm done looking at it and it looks pretty, what I would gather from when I've watched you do your garage floors is, it's not digging trenches. You're not killing yourself. It's physical. There's work to do. Mm-hmm. But when you're done, I've got to feel like there's a satisfaction every day when you look at it and go, wow, did I just make this space look better? It must feel really good to walk away from that.
It is. It's one of those things. I've been doing it over 15 years, and every day at the end of the day, we do get that floor done start to finish in one day, and it is satisfaction at the end of the day to go, wow, talk to your customer a little bit. They always love them. Yeah. I've never had anybody that's regretted doing an amazing garage floor.
And you're a veteran. You've been in the service. You don't talk about it a lot. I don't know that you and I have talked about it much. I don't know what you would want to share with the listeners, but you served, and I know you served proudly, and we all thank you for that. How was that experience for you? What did the military teach you?
You know, the military was fantastic for me. I was Air Force veteran. I did 4 years. I ended up pretty close to home. I grew up in Salina, Kansas. I ended up at Whiteman Air Force Base, Missouri. Worked on the Minuteman II ICBM. So nuclear is a little bit in the news right now. But worked around the nukes on the missile sites themselves for 4 years in central Missouri there. And it was a great experience. It was it grew me up. Otherwise, I probably ended up at K-State. We might have known each other at K-State back in that day.
You're a little gone. Older. I'm older than you.
Yeah, you'd probably been gone. So one of my good friends was roommates with one of your cousins, Lance.
Oh, really?
So yeah. So I knew about you before I really even knew about Kansas. Well, I knew about you in Kansas City and the radios and all that stuff. But yeah, it was. It was good for me. It grew me up. I really am a big advocate. So if there's even somebody, I'll even talk sometimes. I had a good friend of mine. She said her son was thinking about the military. I said, it's a really good way to grow to grow up. If you're not quite ready for college, technical schools, I'm a big advocate of as well. But I just, not everybody has to go to college these days, in my opinion.
Agreed. I used to think it was the end all be all. That was the way I was raised. We were first generation, me and my siblings, college in our family. It was very important to our parents. At the time, they were like, the only way you can do anything other than what my dad did for a living was go to college and learn something better. And so it was really important to them. It became important to me. They taught that to me. And I think we've seen that unravel a little bit now. I mean, the truck driver salaries are six figures now. Mm-hmm. And these are unbelievable great Americans, the things that they do for us. And in this new economy with all the Amazon packages and everything going on, what's more important than truckers? There's just a lot of great ways. I think this is a good thing because there's just a lot of smart people that want to work and do well and raise their families that go into college and study. Like, I didn't like algebra and stuff. I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm a broadcaster. And I guess today I wouldn't have to go to college at all. A lot of broadcasters are getting into what I'm doing without college degrees. I think that's the truth. But back then I could never have gotten hired without the college degree. Sure. So I did what I had to do to get where I wanted to go. I love these kids today. If they get out of school, high school, and they want to go work, go start their own business, do a garage floor business, man, what a great way to go. Don't sit in some cubicle and have some man beat you down all day. Right. Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Right. And that's where I think a lot of these people that are leaving the workforce, I am finding that a lot of them, and I've talked to several recently, but a lot of them I think are starting their own business. And this is a great business because, like we've talked about, the finish to the floor, it's just a great way of making that garage is generally the biggest room in your house anyway, if you think of it in that way. And, I know you love your floor.
I do love my floor. I cleaned them all out this week, too.
That's why I heard.
Oh, they're spotless, baby. They're good. You're going to like it. I'll walk you through it here on your way out. Right. I want you to look at my driveway while you're here because we may have some more work for you.
Yeah, we've already
soon.
Talked about that. Yeah, I know. We got a little issue.
Now, am I in trouble for reading your email on the air without getting permission?
No. Hey, I'm okay. An open book.
You really liked the State of the Union address, didn't you?
Yeah, not a big fan. You know, I do try to be a decent American, and or I shouldn't say decent. I like to be an American and know what's going on with the facts, and it's just, It was like that speech had been written a week ago, and now we invaded, Russia invaded Ukraine. It's just like, here, we'll talk about this for a few minutes, and then just more of the same.
I thought they copied for about 40 minutes of it. I thought they copied and pasted a Trump speech. It was, we got to close the border. We got to raise wages. We need lower health care costs. We need the minimum, all this stuff. I'm like, what?
Right.
This is not stuff they're working on. They're not doing any of this stuff.
They don't understand how a business works. They don't understand how really an economy works. So when you can print money, but we have to live with finite resources. And I mean, all of our products have gone up insane. Some guys are getting 25, 40, and 60% increases overnight. So it's real. And then we all know what it's like to look at the price of gas. It's going up, you know, 20 cents a day, it seems like right now.
What you heard your president say was, for amazing garage floors to combat inflation, you need to stop putting the epoxy floor down and just paint the garage floor. And go ahead and raise the wages of people that work for you, right, which you said is unanimous. It's perfect. Just the two of you.
We're you
need to
do
raise
great.
Your wages, and then you charge the same amount and you do less product and you've combated inflation and you're making more money. Is that what you heard him say?
Pretty much.
And the customer gets ripped off.
But I don't think it's going to work on this podcast.
And it's not going to work long term because the garage floor is going to suck if you do it that way. Right?
Well, we can do it every year.
Biden's America. Get a half-assed job and do it every year. Just do it over and over. I love that. That's me saying it, not you. Okay, let's talk about the contest. Here we go. Some listener is going to win a $6,000 garage makeover. Amazing Garage Floors is going to do your garage floor up to, I think, $3,000.
Up to $3,000 value.
All right, which is a big garage. Mm-hmm. You're good there. Banner Garage, and your friend Ed Jenkins there, who's done work in my garage, he put up the wall hanging system where my tools hang and stuff. He's going to do garage organization of your choice up to $2,000 worth.
Right.
And Chris Myers out at B-Stock is going to get you a brand new television. Chris is big time. It'll probably be a 60-inch or something real nice. It'll be a real nice TV. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but they're also going to install it, which means you get the bracket and the installer. We're going to go ahead and call that $1,000. $6,000 for a new floor, a new TV, and a bunch of organizer stuff to hang your stuff on in your garage. This is all your idea, man. Thank you.
Well, yeah, we work with a lot of customers that can do this, financially write the check, but hey, it could be somebody with a high net worth or somebody that's barely getting by. The reason we do these dollar figures like this is because everybody's garage is different. So we're going to work with the winner. It's all going to be announced. I think it goes out
April 4th.
We're kind of tying this in with the madness of basketball. I played a little basketball in high school. So nice. I was tall, but I wasn't very good.
We'll call it Amazing Garage Madness. We're going to announce the winner on the National Championship Day. That's Monday, April 4th. That's when the national title game is played. And all you got to do to sign up is go to amazinggaragefloors.net/KKHI. I'll be saying this a lot over the next few weeks, but get in early, get in often, amazinggaragefloors.net/KKHI. Every individual can sign up. So if somebody's listening right now, your wife can do it. If you've got a son that's 25 years old and you want to call him and tell him to sign up, anybody you tell can sign up. It's completely random. A computer selects it for us.
Correct. Yeah, I've got some software that's going to randomly do this. I did this a few years ago. There's going to be some things you can go on there, like if just visit our Facebook or watch a YouTube video, you're going to get so many points for doing that. Some of this will be just sign up once. There'll be some of it where if you go back daily, you'll be able to get more entries. So you'll go in with your email, and we're not going to solicit. We do get your email. We capture that email, but we're not going to do a whole bunch of spammy stuff to you. We're not going to sell it to anybody else. It is going to go to Chris at B-Stock, and it's going to go to Ed Banner. And I don't even think you need it, Kevin. Do you want it? He's protective. He doesn't like people. He doesn't want to have everybody's email.
I don't. I totally respect privacy and all those things. But this is a great idea, and we have to be able to contact the winner. So we need your email address if you win to do this. So once you go sign up, if that's all you do, you're entered. But if you sign up right now, today, and get in early and revisit the site or your Facebook page or things like that every day, it basically more clicks is more entries. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And it will all be explained how to do that?
Yeah. It's pretty self-explanatory on there. And the other thing is, if you invite friends, that's going to be one that maybe I think it gives you another 3 or 4 entries by bringing in other friends. So we really want to, maybe not the best use the word go viral, but we really want to get this out to as many people as possible.
Right.
Let them know the names. They're going to also, it's going to share because it's also going to get the KKHI out there.
Right.
So we get the logo on the some of the graphics as well. So
if you share it, if you send it to other people, you get them involved, you get more entries. You just pile them up. So I've been in radio contests a long time. What I know is about 5% of the people that enter will enter a million times if they can. Okay. And about 5 or 10% more will probably visit 3 or 4 times, and then the rest will do it once and be done with it and say, I got my entry in.
Works
which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be troopers out there. Go spread the word. Get involved in social media. Guys, if you're not on Facebook, maybe your wife is or somebody else is. go there, visit that page, get more entries, have her sign up as well, and click as much as you can. And you could, I guess, wind up with hundreds of entries if you really worked at it, couldn't you?
You know, last time we did it, I know just by signing up, you could get about 21 entries and just kind of liking a few things or just watching a couple videos or something. So this one's a little bit different. I think it's probably going to fairly easily get up in the 40s because we've got the various sponsors.
Right.
So it's probably going to be 40s and 50s.
And
so
we'll work around the person's schedule. We're probably looking at what, maybe June of doing the project for the winter, something like that?
Again, kind of falling back to the garage. They might want to paint their garage first. Yeah, you know, sure. We're booked out a couple months right now, so it won't be immediate, but you're not going to be forgotten about. We'll get you. We're going to figure out. We're going to kind of custom. I'll come in and we'll kind of general contract your project and see what works for you.
And we both agree we like the gray, black, and white chips on the floor. Is that our favorite?
It seems like all the guys, all the guys go to that gray, white, and black. But we've got a couple blends with some red for the Chiefs and some blue for the Royals as well.
If you want to paint your garage and theme it sports, you definitely can do that.
Or you want to paint a stripe, or we added a little extra trim for you know, as well. So every garage is different. So we're going to make it custom. We're going to, you know, you're going to get your man cave.
So you can take this into a Chiefs theme garage and have a reddish floor.
If they want.
What color is that? Is that black, red, and white?
Yeah, that one pretty much is a black, white, a couple of grays, and a red. That we call it Arrowhead Blend. So it's one of our samples.
And how many different samples do you have? You showed me a
pile. We usually show about 10 or 12.
10 or 12.
Yeah.
So you can do this any way you want if you win this contest. Again, amazinggaragefloors.net/KKHI. John Hutchins, you are the man. I can't thank you enough for the great work you've done for us and for being a sponsor of this podcast. You're also a warrior out there telling people about the podcast. I know. You said, he texted me today, said I might be about 10 minutes late for the interview, but I got you two new listeners. I said, at that rate, take 5 hours. It's okay. We'll do this tonight. Just if you get two listeners every 10 minutes, just take your time, Hutch. You're good.
Right, right, right.
Let's get this baseball thing figured, and let's get to Kauffman Stadium. I'm ready to have a beer with you.
I agree. Let's do it.
He's the man. John Hutchins, amazinggaragefloors.net/KKHI, and you can win a $6,000 garage makeover courtesy of Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.